Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN local news. Two suspects are in jail and more arrests are pending in a two-state theft ring that targeted mobile home dealers and construction sites. Elvis Geronimo Oxidine Jr., age 29, and Deanna Marie Lambert, both of Lumberton, were arrested on Friday according to the warrants. The suspects are part of a ring who allegedly hit dealers in Whiteville, Chadbourne, and elsewhere, according to Chadbourne Police Chief Ken Elliott. You can look for more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Frederick Kennedy was arrested on Saturday on Lubin Lane near Whiteville after he allegedly shot and seriously injured Montorius Vereen. Kennedy, age 49, was charged with assault with a deadly weapon and attempted murder. The sheriff's office did not release a motive for the shooting. Remy James Noble is still in critical condition in UNC Hospital after a four-wheeler crash on Elbow Road in Hallsboro. Officials said three teens were thrown from the vehicle when it crashed on Saturday morning. Two were released from Columbus Regional Healthcare. Whiteville City Police arrested a man after he allegedly waved his pistol around in an insurance office on Friday. Raymond Lloyd Whitmarsh, age 54, of Peacock Road, did not directly threaten anyone in the business, according to Whiteville City Police. He also was served with an outstanding warrant for narcotics and was held under a $12,500 secured bond. Governor Josh Stein visited Southport on Monday, where he met with officials and first responders in the wake of Saturday's shooting on the waterfront there. Three people were killed and eight others were injured when Nigel Edge, age 40, of Oak Island, allegedly opened fire from his boat in the Cape Fear River, shooting patrons on the deck of the American Fish Company waterfront bar in Southport. Vice narcotics detectives arrested an Evergreen drug suspect on Thursday who allegedly starved a dog to death. Antonio Ward, age 39, was jailed for trafficking in cocaine and MDMA, along with other drug charges. He allegedly starved a dog to death at his Ward Village drive home. Also as a result of the case, Anthony Ward and Antonio Floyd faced narcotics and firearm charges. In local high school football action this past week, Whiteville, South Columbus, and West Bladen all had the week off. Due to the weather, two local games were moved up to Thursday night, with East Columbus defeating Union 24-12 and Lakewood topping West Columbus 35-20. On Friday, East Bladen took on Hobton with the score at 14-12 when the game was suspended in the third quarter due to weather. That game resumes on October 7th. This week, Whiteville welcomes West Bladen at Legion Field. East Columbus travels to West Columbus for an in-county conference game. South Columbus gets back in action at Fairmont, and East Bladen makes the trip to North Dublin. The North Carolina Forest Service is gearing up for fall wildfire season. Windy and dry conditions in the fall of the year can lead to major wildfires across North Carolina. Despite the badly needed rain of recent days, eastern North Carolina is still experiencing prime wildfire conditions due to long-term overall lower rainfall amounts and storm debris in area forests. As folks clean up their yards before the holiday season, pine straw, leaves, and dead branches can quickly become food for out-of-control fires. Always remember to keep firefighting tools and a telephone handy when burning yard debris, and never leave your fire unattended. Voters wishing to cast a ballot in the November municipal elections must register by October 10th. Most towns in the county will have races this year. Municipal elections are November 4th, and only residents of towns and cities may vote in this election. There will be a Chicken Bog fundraiser on Friday at the Veterans Building in downtown Whiteville. Proceeds benefit Elena Adams, a 15-month-old being treated for brain cancer. Plates are $8. To get your plate or for more information, call 910-641-1385. Fair Bluff will be having a fall first Saturday market on Saturday, starting at 8 a.m. until. There will be live music, a kids' pumpkin carving contest, a fishing contest, vendors, and a livestock swap. New Life Community Church of Whiteville will hold a pork chop plate sale October 7th. Plates are $12. See any church member to get your ticket. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting. It's time once again for the Columbus County Agricultural Fair, October 7th through the 12th on Prison Camp Road in Whiteville. There'll be fun for the whole family with animal shows, Cirque Cyber, Flimsy the Clown, live bands, the Diaper Derby and the Tug of War, the Demolition Derby on Friday and Saturday night, and of course, the Carnival Midway with rides and games by Dreamland Amusements. Get unlimited ride wristbands for just $25. And on Sunday, there's the Unlimited Carload Special. For more information, visit ColumbusCountyFair.com. That's the Columbus County Agricultural Fair, October 7th through the 12th. Don't miss it!